Hello, we are Real Life Lovers. I'm Diana.
And I'm Murph.
And you're listening to Ménage à Trois Radio, where we discuss your hearts and your parts.
Holy hell, do we ever. You know what else we do? We invite a third party to join us here in the sack. We'll be chatting about sex, relationships, and every goddamn thing in between.
Hi, Lover.
Lover, hello.
Guess what I heard on the way over?
What'd you hear?
A man followed the woman in front of me and said, "Damn, your husband's a lucky man. I want to bite it, number one and number two."
Oh, goodness.
I don't know what that means, I wanted to share it.
That was an elaborate catcall from that gentleman.
And he followed her, like, halfway down the block.
Number one, number two. I mean, did you bite the piss, bite the poop? I don't know what the hell that means.
Yeah, I think he meant the front and the back.
The front and the back.
Or both titties. Or
double tits. Oh, my.
You know who does not have tits?
Well, he has them, I imagine, but they're not big.
Not womanly breasts. You know, this
Thanks, man.
You know this Randy Rocker, hailing from the Garden State. He's the drummer and lead vocalist of epic punk rock band The Urge.
He's also in numerous other bands, including The Unlovables, Dirt Bike Annie, Star Fucking Hipsters, and the beloved TCGS house band The LLC. Please welcome Mr. Mikey Erg.
Hello.
Hey, hey.
Hi, friend. Welcome.
Number one and number two.
Number one. He's got number one and number two.
What man do you breast. Think that means?
I think it could have been the both cheeks.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he was
sitting
behind her. That's usually you bite call. An ass, so I would say cheek one, cheek two.
Do you? You bite an ass?
That happens sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes you lose control.
Sometimes you just get hungry.
I've lost control
nibbling.
Again. All right.
I also love that catcall was your husband's elect, so he acknowledged.
He acknowledged the fact that he shouldn't be having her.
Yeah, exactly. And yet he still couldn't.
Biting her.
Couldn't help
biting
himself.
Her. Biting any number of things.
It was really aggressive and really weird, but he was like a tiny, tiny man and obviously drunk, so I just didn't feel threatening.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, because I never understood the catcalling.
Yep. Mm-mm. No, never.
Like, I can't imagine that's ever worked.
Not one time.
One time.
I bet you it's a 0%. So it's not about trying to score sex. It's just a power play, I think. It's trying to make people uncomfortable.
I think sometimes you just can't help it. You see that ass and you got to say something.
You got to say number one, number two.
What are we drinking here today?
Well, we consider ourselves a fancy podcast. So we like to wine and dine, and Mikey asked for some whiskey and Diet Coke.
It's one of my favorites.
So we obliged.
It's a perfect combination.
I read this article that said whiskey is good for your brain, so I pretend that
me?
I believe that. And
I wrote that article.
You're welcome.
When you were drunk. Yeah.
A drunk man definitely wrote that article.
Absolutely.
A drunk person definitely wrote that
for
article.
Sure.
Yeah, the whiskey goes down smooth, and the Coke keeps you awake.
Mm-hmm.
It's a perfect partnership.
And the diet. I like the diet move.
I like to keep my girlish figure.
Of course. I mean, you're a svelte
Those
man.
Breasts
I walked
small.
Here from Astoria, Queens today.
Did you really?
I did.
You did?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I like any chance I get to walk, especially on a nice day like today.
Yeah.
Oh, so nice.
I spent today in the apartment.
That's good too.
And I just felt
I
bad
the
about
first
myself.
Half of the stay in the apartment.
Well, I was like, get out, yeah. Idiot, leave the house. And then I'd like crawl back in bed. Just
yeah.
One of those.
I have, I hate those days. Because the winter, you feel fine about that shit. You know,
yeah.
You stay inside all day. But I feel like when it gets nice out, you start beating yourself up over it.
Yep. Punch myself in the face.
You got a black eye, dear. People are going to start talking.
Number one and score. Number two. It's true.
Well, what do you say we slip on over to Sexy Science, huh?
Mm-hmm.
What do we do here?
Well, we take articles, we rip them from the headlines, discuss the science of our hearts and parts.
This one came from Femblog Jezebel. The title of the article is, "Study Says Men's Beards Are Gross and Filled with Poop."
All right.
Was that a little piece of Dumb and Dumber at the end there? Was that Jeff Daniels struggling to...
That was actually an Elmo clip that I found on YouTube, but then it said, this is not really the Elmo teaches your kids to potty clip, so it's like some spoof of that.
Well, it sounded like Jeff Daniels and Dumb and Dumber squeezing one out at the
well,
end
Well, they
there.
May have.
What sure is this article used. About? Though? Is it about Elmo
right.
pooping?
This is good because I saw this on the internet today and I didn't bother
well,
reading
did.
It. I wanted to read it, but I just got sidetracked. So.
Well, now we're going to tell
all
you
right.
all about it.
Well, a recent study by KOAT Albuquerque says that beards are filled with bacteria equivalent to those found inside of a toilet. Oh, no.
Yeah, several anonymous men allowed a microbiologist to swab their beards for bacteria, and many revealed to have the kind found in fecal matter.
Yikes. My issue Gross. With this...
You're
what
biting
do you
number one and number two too
yeah.
much.
I mean... Yeah, I don't. I can't really grow facial hair.
I don't know if I've ever
it, like, comes
seen
in real patchy and shitty, so I never did.
Well, it turns out that's a blessing.
Good.
Because you literally aren't covering shit
yeah.
on your face.
My mustache stinks sometimes. I mean, it's right under my nose. I smell it sometimes. I'm just like, not poop, but
no,
sometimes.
It smells, well, I was going to say it smells like what we like ate for dinner,
yeah.
but that seems par for the course.
Yeah.
With the mouth hair.
Yep. You once kissed me on the way out the door and said, what was it? You smell like a Middle Eastern. What the hell did you say it smelled like?
I haven't the slightest.
It was some sort of disposal. Yeah, it just holds on. It holds on to things. It stays on too long on the mustache sometimes.
But my issue with this is what could one swab and not find fecal matter on? Because I know we don't want to think
That's
about
true.
It. But they say it's on, they're like doorknobs, money, microphones, hands.
This Jack and Diet is pooping
yeah.
in it.
Toothbrushes, of course.
Yeah,
anything in the bathroom. Yeah, wasn't there a study that like the most bacteria was on like your remote control? Like,
oh yeah,
oh yeah,
your iPhones yeah. too have a ton.
My phone sure, is yeah. covered in just period.
I don't even yep. want to know. Yeah,
every time you're
shit.
Menstruating, you got that app. That
no,
you
I just mean
you when you're menstruating.
Is there an app for that?
You just bleed yeah. on the phone. And
you
it's
don't
like, yeah.
know until the phone tells
you.
Go
into the lightning.
Yeah,
it's hard being a girl. Thank you, technology.
Tamp app.
Yeah, because this fucking
Don't
article.
Steal that.
No, yes, that's patent pending.
Trademarked. What bothers me about this is, yeah, there's shit on everything, and also, also they were implying in the article that it's like from analingus, and I was like, dude, if there's shit in a guy's beard, it's because he like didn't wash his hands
right.
after
scratched.
He used the restroom
yeah,
and
I'm
just
sure,
like scratched his face.
Yeah,
I'm sure there's like a guy that has a beard that hasn't. Done anal. Yeah, I'm sure.
Sure. Yeah, not every
bearded
man.
At least one.
Munches
at least one.
From behind.
Number one and number two.
Number one and number two.
We're getting a lot of.
I wish I saw that. I wish that was like a YouTube video that I could go watch because it just sounds crazy.
It was awesome. The girl totally ignored him, too.
That's good, yeah.
Yeah, you gotta. Well,
really? I thought you were just going to blow him immediately.
Yeah, that's the.
She could have been the first ever catcall hookup.
Yep.
Successful cat call.
Man.
I think a guy would freak out if it actually works, though.
Yeah.
You know?
It would be a total instant, like, I don't know what to do. I forget yeah. what to do with girls.
What's going on here? I just yell, and then you will walk away. That's how this works.
Sometimes you say asshole
yeah.
and throw something. Yeah. First time in 40 years. Do you keep your mustache clean, dear?
You know, I try, but I feel like I don't ever wash it with shampoo or anything, you
right.
know? When I had a beard, I did have a full beard for a while. Never got like the crazy, crazy bushy, but it was pretty big. And I would sometimes get a little soap in that. But honestly, the mustache is just.
But when you wash your face, don't you do it once over?
Yeah,
mustache?
I do a little once over. Yeah, yeah. But
you
I just
get
mean.
Into all the little.
Yeah, I don't get into every crevice. No.
Do you wash every hair?
I can't
no.
say that there's not a little grilled cheese on one of these hairs.
Every once in a while, when I get too much shampoo on my hand, washing my head, I'll wash my bush with shampoo. But that's like very rare.
Right.
That's not
I've done
something
that with
I go.
The underarms.
The underarm, yeah. It's like you're like, oh, I've got extra hair soap. Where's the little patch? Usually
well,
it's just regular.
Some hair.
Usually just regular soap. Just wanted to share that with everyone.
Well, that's good. Yeah, so poop in the beard, I don't know. I mean, Jezebel, if you say it, I believe it.
Mm. Ah.
Ah. Let's talk some listener love, shall we?
Listen, a mailbag.
People stop us on the street, they email us, they tweet at us, Facebook us, all that shit, and they need some help, and they ask us questions. So, Mikey, feel free to dive in here. We give them some advice.
They think we're sexperts.
They do. And uh-huh. we all, for the next
Lord knows
few
why.
Moments, we all are sexperts.
There you are.
Haas, what do we have?
Our first question comes to us from Dylan in Connecticut via our email, menageatrois.radio@gmail. Dylan asks, I caught my mom cheating on my dad. Should I tell him?
Mm. Eesh. Mikey, why don't you take this one?
I don't know. That's hard.
No, that's really
that is hard.
Hard. That's why I tried to pawn it off.
Yeah. Can't imagine there's a right or wrong answer for this because it's such a delicate thing.
Either way, Dylan, it's not your fault.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. I guess how old is Dylan? Is Dylan an adult?
Also,
I hope if he's listening to this program about shit beards.
There is a Freaks and Geeks episode about this.
Oh,
was
really?
Yeah.
I think I remember
the
that.
The dad was cheating, and I think this, I forget what happened, but I think the son told the mom, and she
knew.
She seemed like she knew, yeah.
I remember
yes.
that. Because that comes up in My So-Called Life as well. I'm sure it's like a thematic, because, you know, we're all humans. The other thing is you don't know that there isn't some sort of arrangement.
Right.
Like, that's kind of like what the freaks and geeks situation is.
You're oh,
like,
yes.
He was cheating. You're like, we're both cheating.
Yeah, that's just, when you get old enough someday, you'll understand how marriages work.
Yeah.
Haz, what do you think?
Well, it's just like, you guys are kind of sounding like you're saying maybe your parents are swingers.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Do you want to know that information?
Do you want to know? Yeah.
Right.
Mm. I recently found out fast that my parents were separated for a little while when I was younger, and I just recently, I never totally knew why, but I found out there was some indiscretion there. Mm. So, and then later in life, I just felt like it's just like, you know, it's a thing that is interesting to know now, but yeah, at the
you
time.
You shield the young children.
Of course, because we were young. We were there,
right.
Yeah. Me and
sure,
my brother
very
were very
common.
Young. And they got back together, and they've been together ever since, so they worked it out, but yeah, I don't know.
Would you have told?
Would
do you
I
think
have
as a kid if you had known?
I've always been anti-snitch, but
I think I probably wouldn't tell.
Yeah.
I think I'd probably
but then
be
you
too scared
to
tell. Like,
yeah, because how the
bring that type of thing up to
right?
Yeah. I don't know how I would be able to do
you, like,
that.
Leave a clue or something. And hope
I was
going to
say,
it.
Like, anonymous note?
I mean, I would have been the kind of kid that would have blackmailed my dad.
Oh, Oz, yes.
Get something
get all those
it,
fucking right? Sega Genesis games.
No, I really,
boost
I really
up that
did
allowance.
Want that new Beatles box set.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Mono and stereo,
exactly.
Please.
That's
like, don't make me ask your mistress to buy it for me.
I think that's the answer, you guys.
She can
Dylan.
Buy me the mono and I'll buy it, and you buy me the stereo.
You're the stereo. Well, there's your answer. Blackmail.
Blackmail.
Yikes.
Okay, our second question is from Emily via our Facebook page, Ménage à Trois Radio. Emily wonders, is it really a myth that men with big feet have big dicks? Every man I've been with who has over a size 13 shoe has been hung.
So there it is.
So
I guess
there.
That's true.
That's field
that
research.
That must
right
be.
There. Yeah.
I think we've busted that myth.
Yeah. I think that I think it's been busted.
I think it can go both ways, if I had to say. I don't think there's any actual, like,
scientific
correlation, but I do think if you're a bigger person, you might just have bigger parts. I don't know.
I think so.
You know, like,
have you ever
wieners,
seen a really, really big person with a small dick? It's funny.
It is funny. I have, actually. Like she,
yeah, I've seen one. Very, very tall, very wide. Just not even the fat, just like a tall, like 6'7", I think he was, 6'8".
Yeah.
Big, beefy guy.
Are you sure he didn't just have a normal dick and it looked tiny next to his huge body?
I think he had a small dick, but that was maybe just one in a million, I guess. I don't know.
Okay.
I think,
maybe
yeah.
It, proportionally, I don't know.
Well, right after I said what I just said, I feel like dicks are actually more like noses. And tiny people can have big noses and big dicks. Because I don't think
like
it's, I don't think they're like feet. Like, I don't think they are proportional to your body.
Right.
I don't know. But Emily, it's fine. Look past the dick.
Mm-hmm.
To the feet.
It's not all about.
If you can see past it. Sounds like these guys have really big dicks. No thoughts? Haz, you just showed us your foot.
Yeah, I mean, I got a size 12
just,
shoe,
you did
whatever.
Just
you know.
That
no, I was just being casual.
Haz has just got his feet out
I'm
on the
just
table.
Being casual.
Whatever. Yeah.
Well, your friend Madge has a huge
Well, there's
clip.
Only one way to settle this.
Does she have big right. feet?
Madge does not have big feet, and she has a big clit, so I don't know where that goes.
Hmm. There you go, guys.
It can come from all shapes
Gals.
And sizes.
People are people. All right.
People are people.
Okay, and lastly, Miguel in Brooklyn tweets, at Ménage Radio, I recently snapped a photo of a woman bending over on the train who was wearing a really low-cut top that showed lots of cleavage. Cleavage.
Cleavage.
Cleveland cleavage.
Yeah!
Is that legal?
Wait, so snap...
cleavage?
I loved cleavage.
Cleavage.
Cleveland, where are you from, girl? Ohio. Cleveland? Okay.
Cleveland rocks.
Put in the O in Ohio.
Whoa.
See you later.
From the top, I recently snapped a photo of a woman bending over on the train who was wearing a really low-cut top that showed lots of cleavage. Is that legal?
I don't know the legality of this. I know the morality of this.
It's probably legal.
I say legal. I think if
I
you're
think
in public,
legal.
You can take photographs of anything, is my understanding of photographs.
I have mixed thoughts on this. Mm-hmm. Come down this road with me, fellas.
I'll follow you.
Firstly, mm-hmm. I want to be like, how dare you objectify, blah, blah. And then I'm like, but if someone has their tits out, it's like anything you would like behold, like a beautiful mountain or like a child playing or a cute dog. Like, mm-hmm.
I'd
like,
take
I
photos
don't know.
Of all
I enjoyed,
those things.
I don't even mean the photo part, but I think when people ogle a woman, mm-hmm. then they're like, I don't know. I don't think you have the right to make anyone feel uncomfortable, but I also don't think someone can just, like, be half naked and you are supposed to just not notice.
And not appreciate.
Like, where's the gray area there? Does that make sense?
I think it's what you said. I think it's kind of making someone uncomfortable. I think the lecherous stares, I think you go too long. I think you kind of, just one of those things that if you are half a human being, at least, you know when you're making someone feel uncomfortable and you shouldn't do that. Because it's like the catcalling thing. You know? It's like you can look at someone and appreciate how they look, but you don't need to aggressively shout at them.
I'm going
to
bite that.
I'm gonna. You don't need to bite number one or number two.
Or number two.
Or number three.
Because if a guy had like his dick out, I would look.
Yeah. I probably would too.
I've been in many rooms, many shows where for some reason the person on stage just got naked.
Yeah.
And it's the first thing you look at.
Yeah.
You can't not look at
it. You can't not, yeah, your eyes are drawn to it.
It's exciting. You see clothes all day. When's the last time you saw a naked body?
Saw a naked body, huh?
I was on the train yesterday and a woman was rocking the like overalls bra, like nothing.
That's great.
I was like, I thought it was weird that like that was an acceptable way to dress. Like, this, I don't know. It was just, but I couldn't stop looking because I was like, this is odd.
You're a farmer, like, but normally, sexy. Sexy.
Normally you're a little covered up, more covered up.
Right.
Definitely on the train, at least.
I guess it's snapping the photo. I guess that's when it gets into at least potentially perfect.
Snapping the photo is wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. Because that's a spank bank situation.
What if you're a candid photographer?
That's true. Hey, look, if you're a street
photographer.
That
specifically works in Cleveland.
Yeah.
Cleveland.
My home base is in Cleveland. Oh, yeah.
I really thought you were going to fuck it up again when you read it the second time. I was so excited.
If you're a professional, I guess you can get away with it. If you're Terry Richardson, you're a huge perv, then yeah, I guess maybe. But I don't know. I feel like if you got caught doing that, you would be chastised.
Well, I took photos of people's dogs and they get mad.
I was just going to say, like, I feel bad or feel weird. Like, I want to take a picture of a dog to show, like, my girlfriend or something. And, you know, and I feel like that's an invasion of space or something. Like, you're not supposed to take pictures of people's kids either or, like, you know, like, people you don't know, like, or whatever. Like, I don't know. Like, any sort of picture taking. It's not like a
How do the paparazzi? I guess it is legal, though, right? Because can't you just take a photo anywhere in public?
I guess so.
Yeah.
I mean, they camp out on people's lawns to take photos, and it's not illegal, you know?
Now, here's a question. Do you think Murph could get away taking pictures at a kid's park?
Is it because of the mustache?
I think so.
We've talked about this.
It's definitely because of my mustache.
Have this,
and because it's got poop particles in it now. Everyone knows that. That's out and about on the internet.
Well, there's
no one's
going to
accept this
thanks,
mustache.
Thanks, internet.
Yeah, thanks.
But there's this like holdover from like 70s or 80s that mustaches equal molester.
People do. People pull it. I feel like now if you're a molester, you should not have a mustache because you're fucking giving yourself
away.
No,
you just need a computer.
Yes. Stay at home. Shave. And the answer is no way I could not get away with taking photos at a park.
Well, but you shouldn't take photos of other people's kids at the park anyway.
No, but we take pup photos, like you said.
Yeah.
We'll send each other dog photos back and forth.
I was at the park in Prospect Park recently with my friends who had a kid, and I felt weird because now there's those signs that are like, you are not allowed here without a child. And I was like, I don't have my own child.
They do have those signs.
But I'm just like having coffee with my friends, but I felt like paranoid because like there's such a hyper awareness for that now where I feel like some parents are looking around like, is anyone alone? Is anyone like creeping on a bed?
Does anyone have a telephoto lens off in the distance?
From the bushes?
Yeah, I'm like, I was just tweeting. Pervert. Anyway, what's our answer for this? Legal, yes.
Legal, yes.
Legal, yes. Morally,
no.
Legal, no.
No.
Morally illegal.
Mikey, or God has spoken. Morally illegal.
Okay, well, we answered some questions from our lovely listeners, and now we have some questions for our lovely guest. Mikey, would you join us in six sections? These are six rapid-fire sex questions.
All right.
All right, starting now.
Would you rather have 10,000 partners or one life partner?
One life partner.
Mm. Ooh. Hey, what's the sexiest animal?
Pass.
Who is your number one celebrity crush?
Christina Ricci. Mm.
Yes. What's the best song to have sex to?
Let's Get It On.
A hot tub, backseat, or bed?
Hot tub's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And lastly, what's the single most important characteristic you look for in a partner?
Good, just general chemistry. Like, I don't know, just actually, it's so boring to be with someone that you're just like, she's hot, but...
Good chemistry.
Just good chemistry.
Nailed it.
Ooh, six sections with Mike Yerg.
I love how those were not really rapid fire.
I don't do rapid fire.
No, I appreciate
that. My brain is slow.
You stuck to your guns.
I had 4 days of complete debauchery drinking.
Yeah.
So
it's just, soaked. We're in the same boat.
I'd also like to tell our listeners it is 2,000 degrees.
Oh, yeah. We've gone up to 85.
85, we hit it. They said we wouldn't do it.
We started at 82.
They said we wouldn't do it.
3 degrees already just coming out of our bodies.
Christina Ricci, love her. You love Christina Ricci.
I love Christina
Ricci.
And
that's from like back when, you know.
Adam's family.
But that always
that's back from
always was the my go-to.
Yeah.
We were kids when they were kids, so it's fine.
It's very fine.
Christina Ricci is great. Sexiest animal, love the pass.
Yep. Couldn't think of the animal.
You're the only non-perv.
You just didn't want, you couldn't even imagine fucking an animal. That's very fair.
Because it's like
fair.
One of the, an otter. They're like, ew.
Yeah.
Like, what? Mike Yerg wants a fucking otter on
That's
going to
be out there.
The
yep.
blogs go crazy with it.
But, and now I said otter, so now that's the
just well, now
just
that
my
is the animal. It eventually came out.
Yeah. First answer, pass. Second answer, otter.
Once I thought about it, it was in otter, obviously.
Obvi otter. Hot tub?
But it has to be from Cleavage.
Cleavage.
Where otters have titties.
Mm.
And chemistry is a great answer.
Yeah. If it's not there, you can't. You can fake it maybe for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Maybe a month.
But then it's going to be like, where's the jizz? You're faking it.
Definitely had to break up with someone because it's just like this. There's nothing here.
Yep. It's good that you realize that. I've known people that have gotten married with knowing that nothing's there. So,
we have some cute photos together.
Right.
So.
Yeah. And I got to do this because I'm so and so years old.
And they just, so and so years old.
They just do it.
I'm 18 years old. I got to get married.
I can legally.
I'm an adult now.
Yep.
All my sisters married when they were 15. I'm an old maid.
18 year old maid. Well. Let's talk about something called PC Spotlight, shall we?
I'd like to.
Power couple of the week.
Oh.
You know them. Joke tellers and sad clowns. That is the PC part.
And you know them. Singers, songwriters, rockers, and rappers. We're talking comedians.
And musicians. Now, we have a musician on. We're comedians. And we haven't done this power couple yet. What makes musicians and comedians, they get together so often, they collaborate so often. And of course, you know, both artists in their own way, but there's a lot of artists. You don't see painters and comedians getting together really too much.
No. Yeah, I've noticed that a lot of just bands that I've been in and bands that I've been around, that they're mostly just listen to comedy in the van. Like music and comedy just goes together. Like lots of comedians I've met are fans of music and... vice versa.
Yep, a lot of tours will pair up comedians and musicians. Yeah,
yeah, they're both entertainers. Mm-hmm. And they're both. I mean, this isn't always, but like, there's that tortured element to it.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Kind of using like your life or like your opinions to create something.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I think there's been more of a recent trend in comedy. I mean, not that it's not. It's always kind of been there, but I feel like in the 70s and 80s, comedians were rock stars as well. Now there's a little bit more self-deprecating. Angle to it, but I feel like the sexy vibe between musicians and comedians, it used to be kind of this like performance angst and sexuality on stage.
Oh yeah, Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy was a rock star.
Yeah,
he comes out in those fucking patent leather suits and you're instantly moist.
You don't get that vibe from Seinfeld, really.
No, Jerry, not as much. Not as much. Tucked into the jeans. No, not as sexy.
And that's the same, though, with, like, certain kinds of musicians are obviously not rock stars.
No. Yeah. I just love to think of all my... But I even think if not, there's still some sort of energy there that's hard not to fuck, I think.
But, like, think about, like, soft rock or, like...
What are you talking about, Michael McDonald?
I think, like, Michael McDonald probably got I think he got laid four times a night, at least.
I mean, there's so much shit in his mustache and beard.
That's true.
Yeah, and it's white, so you can see it.
Did you dye your beard?
Did you ever watch, there's a documentary on the Eagles that, like, they are the pinnacle of, like, soft rock.
Softy, yeah. But Don Henley was probably...
They were not. It was crazier than, like, a Poison tour.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so,
because it's disarming. Yeah, it was then just, you're just getting, like, mom pussy.
Oh, so much mom pussy. Henley's knee deep in mom pussy.
I wonder if any of them are still rocking that, like, on the tours now. Like, literally getting, like, grandma
pussy. Yeah.
The gilfs.
I bet they are. I bet they are, because it's kind of like the people who were rock stars to me when I was younger are still are in my mind. Mm-hmm. So I bet you just fuck all through just that.
Oh, you're still Don Henley.
Yeah, you'll always be Don Henley in my mind.
I guess what I meant by soft rock was, like, not soft rock. I meant, like, the musicians, like Kenny G? Or like singer-songwriter. Like, something. I'm not saying there's not an appeal, but they're not rock stars. Like, there is not that element. It's more like, I want to drink tea with you and talk about
philosophy and cleavage. Yeah, Kenny G gets a lot of coffee dates and cleavage talk.
Oh, geez.
I'd love to actually know what Kenny G's post-show life is like.
There's no way that there's not. Again, it's probably that you're getting into the upper ages, but there's got to be somebody waiting in his.
I mean, 87 Kenny G? Like, that's probably.
Prime Kenny G.
Prime time.
Those fucking curly locks?
No.
Breathless?
Absolutely.
Breathless Kenny G.
Breathless. He was absolutely getting laid. I just think it's a different kind of lay.
It is a different kind
tantric
of lay. It's a soft lay. It's a lay that lasts 9.5 hours.
Like, literally, from the time the show ends to the time the next show begins, like, they fly together.
Yeah, exactly. There's, like, billowing skirts and, like, weird fucking animals.
He plays a couple of solos in between.
It's like, I'm working on some new stuff. I'm going to try it.
I'm going to play your puss like a sax.
My mouth's going to be busy for a minute.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
But my fingers are going to keep on going. Oh, okay.
He plays saxophone. That's why his mouth was busy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there's always a reason. Have you guys heard Can't Fuck a Joke? People used to always say that to me. When I thought comedians were sexy, they'd say, well, you can't fuck a joke.
What kind of logic is that?
I don't know, because I was thinking you can't fuck a song either.
No.
It doesn't make any sense.
You can fuck two. Well, you probably wouldn't put on Eddie Murphy Raw if you were fucking. Like, I feel like you wouldn't put on a comedy album as, like, to set the mood. Like you said, what was your, let's get it on.
Yeah. I made the mistake once of putting on a, did you ever hear Wesley Willis?
Yeah.
Put a Wesley Willis on album on, and then it ended up going somewhere, and it's not
a pleasurable experience.
Not right,
because he's Wesley Willis. For those who don't know, is a guy who wrote songs on his Casio keyboard and just kind of like the subject of the song was the chorus. So there's like a, you know, Alanis Morissette was his big hit. He'd be like, "You are a great chick rocker." You like he would say stuff in the verse. About the person.
Right.
And then the chorus was just, Alanis Morissette, and like it just, if you listen to enough songs in a row, that you just start cracking up for the entire time.
Yeah. Right.
It's into that performance art, which is not exactly what you want when you're getting down.
But it was just, I mean, it just ended up being funny. And it was just that, well,
you're just like laughing into someone's
butt.
We're
just going to stop and
butthole.
Listen to this and then.
And then we'll book Kenny G on and we will take our time. Oh.
Would you rather fuck the, like, hardest rockin' babe or the funniest babe? Because I feel like it's like you would say hardest rockin' because we're all picturing, like, what's her face from Wayne's World?
Heather.
Tia Carrera.
Tia Carrera.
I was thinking Locklear, but that's Garth's.
You know, and then what do you have on the other side of that?
Yeah, I go funniest.
Bamford?
I go funniest, even though you can't fuck a joke. Maria Bamford, yeah.
But I'm saying, like, say they're both equally.
Well, sense of
sexy.
Humor is the most desirable trait in a.
It is
another person. So,
is it? I know
that's what they say.
That's
that.
What they say. That's what.
I hear it's chemistry.
Not attractive, funny people say.
All right, I think we really killed this PC.
I think we did too.
Nailed it.
So our verdict. We don't necessarily need to do a verdict, but I'll say, comedians over rockers for me personally. Oz.
Thank you, dear.
You are.
I'm going to go for, I don't know, rockers. Like, just thinking about, like, the gal from the the kills.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
She's
oh, yeah.
such a babe. Like yep. and she seems mean.
That
and,
actually
like,
was pro- that that might have been the second celebrity crush,
crush?
From
oh, yeah.
back in the discount days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I don't know. I'm gonna go for rocker.
I'm going rapper.
Rapper?
See y'all later.
Love it.
Tupac.
What am I going for?
I don't know.
Rocker, comedian, yeah. rapper.
I've dated some rockers and it didn't work out, so go to comedians.
All right, love it.
Love it.
Well, we're gonna dance on over to Virtual Sugar. What we've done here is, you familiar with the...
That's some old shit right there.
Yeah, it was. Mm-hmm. You know about the OkCupid dating site on the internet.
I do.
Well, we took what we knew about you, and we pulled a real OkCupid profile. We want to take you on an improvised date. You just play yourself.
All right.
Diana's going to play the date, and I'll play any ancillary characters that may come up. The moniker of this person on OkCupid is Drummer Dame, and the location of the date is Mini Golf.
Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Date begins now.
Hey.
Hey, what's up?
Not much. So should we just pick a ball?
Yeah.
Cool. I'm going to be green.
I'll be blue.
Awesome. Also, I'm colorblind. I can't tell the difference between green or blue.
All right. I'll let you know.
Cool. Is this even green?
Yes.
Cool.
You got it on the first try.
Wow. Look at me. Killing this date already. All right, I'll keep score. I may be colorblind, but I'm good at math.
Excellent. I'm not good at math, so.
Cool. If we had kids, our kids would maybe be good at math.
Rad.
Did you guys see my son? My son. I can't find my son.
I'm sorry.
He ran away on the sixth hole. I can't find him.
What does he look like?
He's very heavy set. He's red hair. He's a heavy set, very, very, very heavy young boy.
A fat ginger? I have not seen him.
He's a, yes.
I haven't seen him either.
All right, well, all right. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Oh, God. Do you see that little tuft of red hair coming out of the pond?
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
That's that lady's kid.
Let's pretend we don't see it.
Okay. Cool. So you're a drummer?
Yeah.
Me too.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. That's
what. What kind of music do you play?
I play mostly like soft rock.
That's awesome. I love soft rock. Yeah. Is Don Henley your favorite drummer?
He is. He's my favorite
Me
drummer.
Me too.
Wow.
Isn't it so cool how he hits the snare and the tom-tom at the same time?
Oh my God. That snare just gets me hot and bothered.
Oh, that's great. And he can sing too.
I mean,
like
I want
Phil Collins also could be kind of, no, that's more prog rock, I guess.
I still like it.
Oh my God, have you seen my son? I still can't find him. Little Don Jr. Little Don Henley Jr.
Oh my
this guy
God.
Can't find him.
Wait a minute, he's named after Don Henley?
Yes, even though he won't acknowledge he's the father.
That's
on their
Don
87 tour,
kid.
I lay down with Don Henley for two nights.
Oh my God.
This is his child.
How cool is that?
It gets cooler until he won't pay child support.
Ma'am, I didn't want to be the one to tell you, but does that little tuft of red hair look familiar over there in the pond on hole 13?
Oh my God, no.
I'm so sorry.
It's Don Jr. He's dead. Oh my God, he's dead. Maybe now Don will finally acknowledge that he is the father. I'm calling him now.
Can I talk to him?
Yeah, we put him on speaker.
I'll put him on speaker, yes. Don?
Yeah.
Don, this is Margaret.
Oh, hey, Margaret.
Yeah, Don Jr. is dead. He drowned at the mini golf place in the pond.
Get out of town.
You know he's too heavy to swim. Get out of town. That's all you have to say, Don. I hate you, but I love you.
Hey, Don, I'm a huge fan. I'm just at the mini golf center where your son just drowned. I wanted to...
Please go on.
I'm sorry. I'm just crying because of the death. I want to just say hi. I'm on a first date.
Oh, cool. Do you want an autograph or something? It's $20.
Sure. I'll send a check.
Yeah, well, send it to me. for the funeral. At least pay for the funeral, Don.
Don, I'm on this date too. Like, why do you hit the snare and the tom-tom at the same time? Is it just to get a deeper sound? Or why don't you just get a deeper snare maybe? Like, I was just wondering.
About,
I love that style, but I just wonder.
Okay. You know, you gotta apply the proper kind of technique.
Thank
also,
you.
If you're singing and drumming, you gotta really focus in.
All right, good. Okay, I'm gonna use that. I'm gonna try it.
Hold on 1 second. So what else?
Don, are you doing cocaine again, Don?
Are you partying?
Sure I am, of course.
Don, we're fishing this corpse out with our mini golf clubs, and it's so big. I think you should really help this woman pay for an oversized casket.
What was your name again?
Don, it's Margaret, Don.
Oh, right.
You cad.
I'll give you a stack of autographed photos, and you can sell them on eBay.
You're making me work for the money to pay for our child's funeral, Don. God damn you. Will you at least come to the funeral and play Hotel California, please?
Sure, call my manager. All right, everybody.
It's been great, Don.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Don. Thank you.
Goodbye, Don. I love you. I hate you.
That's crazy what he said about the snare.
My life has changed.
I guess this date is kind of busted, though.
Yeah.
Given the dead kid.
I'll see you around.
But
do you want to go out again sometime?
Sure.
Cool.
Yes, yay! Successful first date. There will be a second
There'll
date.
There'll be a second date.
Oh, sometimes there is, sometimes there isn't. Sometimes people in the dates die. At least you both survived that date.
We did.
We survived.
Poor little Donnie Jr.
That was an amazing Don Henley.
Yeah, that
felt
was
good about it.
Spot on Henley.
I know a lot about the band and was able to really just bring that out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like he's still doing cocaine.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. For sure. For sure.
Yeah, probably. I think Joe Walsh is the only one that's sober in that band. So.
Yep. They've all kept it together.
Because they said you have to be sober unless you, if you want to rejoin this band and make the big money.
The big comeback money. Big Eagles comeback money.
Yeah, he's sober part of the year.
Yeah.
Well, that makes me kind of sad. You know what else makes me sad?
I feel sad, too.
We got to say goodbye to Mikey Erk.
Boo.
Magic
Boo
Mikey.
Right.
Goodbye.
That's right.
Go buy all of Mikey's records right now, everyone. They're
yes,
so good.
Right. Yes, check out Mr. Erg online at MikeyErg.tumblr.com and Bandcamp. Just search Mikey Erg. You'll find a bunch of his great tunes.
Yes, that's where my songs live.
They live.
He's a modern man, so he's also on Twitter, at Mikey Erg.
That's right.
Mike Erg. Mikey Erg. There's a Y.
There is a Y. Mikey Erg.
Guys, I can't read.
And please keep a lookout for the LLC on TCGS coming to Fusion this summer.
Thank you so much.
Mikey,
thank you. This is awesome.
Yeah, we had so much fun.
We'd also like to thank our producer, Bangs Happy. That's Ben Hosley.
Also our mama, UCB Comedy. Thank you for hosting and toasting us. Please tweet at us at Menage Radio.
Reach out and touch us at menageatrois.radio@gmail.com. Also check us out online at menageatrois.radio.com. Goodbye.
Goodbye. I listen.
Guys, don't forget we have our live show, Menage a Trois Radio, After Dark, May 23rd, midnight at the UCB Chelsea. $5.
$5. Please come and get loose with us after dark.
Play Tap the Tip.
I listened to Rain for Rain 4 times in a row on the train today.
Did you?
I did. I love that song.
Thank you.
Don Henley Jr.
Doing cocaine, knocking up old women.
Oh, yeah.
Ménage à Trois is recorded at UCB Comedy Studios in New York City. Titillating tunes brought to you by French Horn Rebellion. Check out all things funny at ucbcomedy.com and subscribe to Ménage à Trois Radio on iTunes for new episodes every hump day. That's Wednesday for all you lovers out there.